Welcome to Rambam on the Line. Today's chapter is the 13th and last chapter of the Laws of Shemitah V'Yevel. The Rambam begins as follows, Halacha Aleph. Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi. Afalpi she'en lam chelek ba'aretz. Although they did not receive any share in the land of Eretz-Yisrael, k'far nitzavu Yisrael litin lahem arim ha'shavet u'migrashein. The children of Israel b'nei Yisrael have been commanded to give them cities to dwell in, together with adjacent open land, va'arim ein sheshar miklut, and the cities constitute six cities of refuge, where somebody who would kill somebody by b'shegi could flee, va'lein shtayim va'abayim ir, and in addition to that, 42 cities. Nukishim sifin arim miklut acheres b'yimei ha-Mashiach ha-kol ha-Levim, and when the days of Mashiach, additional cities of refuge will be designated. All of them will go and belong to the Levium, the Halacha Beit. Migrashei Ha'arim, that which we said that you also give them the open space around the cities, Panispar Shabbat Torah, it has already been defined, explained in the Torah in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, Shehem Shleishas Alofim Ama L'chol Ruach Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza. This constitutes a space of 3,000 cubits wide in every direction from the city wall outward, as it says in the Chumash, Mikira Ir V'chutza Elef Amasavas. In one pasuk it says, from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round. And then further the pasuk says, Umadasa Michutz V'ir Es Pas Ked Malpayim Ama. The first pasuk in pasuk 4, the next pasuk in pasuk 5 says, and you shall measure without the city for the east side 2,000 cubits. So it comes out, Elef HaRishenim Migash, the first 1,000 cubits is open space, V'Alpayim Shemedidin Chutz HaMigash, the Sodas will come. The 2,000 cubits is measured outside, further than the open space, to be used for fields and vineyards. So altogether you have 3,000, one pasuk referring to 1,000, one adding on an extra 2,000. Halacha 3, V'neisen l'chol ir beis ha'kvaris chutzis chumzah, and each city has to be given a burial ground outside of the boundary. She'en kevim meseim l'schum areim, because they do not bury their dead within the city limits. She'namu megrashem yil l'vahemtem v'l'chushim l'chol chayotim. The pasuk says in 35:3 that the open land shall be for their cattle, for their substance, and for all their beasts. For live things they were given, and not to bury the dead. Halacha Dalit, Ein Eisen B'Ariel Levium Ir Migash V'Lei Migash Ir. In the cities of the Levium, city space cannot be converted into open space, and open space cannot be converted into city space. V'Lei Migash Sadev V'Lei Sadev Migash, nor could you make open space into a field, or vice versa. Shnemar Stei Migash Areim Le'Yimokha. For the Torah says, Vayikra 25:34, the fields of the open land around the city should not be sold. And now the Rambam continues in the next halacha 5, Umipi Ashmur Lamdu, and the Chachamim learned out, that which it says should not be sold means Layishunah should not be changed. How do they learn it out? Because the Torah said, because the Gemara asked, if you want to say it means it should not be sold at all, but the Torah says, Gulas Elam Tila Levim, that the Levim should be able to redeem it. So you see, it can be sold. So what does it mean it should not be sold? It should not be changed. La Yishana El Asadev Amigash Ve'ir Kol Echem Yishlashim Kameshul Elam, but rather a open space, city space, all the field, all these should remain the way they were forever. Chem B'Shar Ar Yisrael, same thing applies to all other land which belong to Jewish people. You don't change one land. But you start them as basically king, a person should not tear down his house in order to turn it into a garden, nor should they plant the site of a ruined structure in order to convert it into a garden, so that people in Eretz Yisrael should not cover the land of Eretz Yisrael with ruins. The last halacha is in halacha hey v'chein b'shar ar Yisrael, seems that they should really be in the halacha vav, which means in all other cities of Yisrael, a person should not knock down his house to make a garden. It seemed that it was more profitable to cultivate a land than to build in those days. Halacha zayin. Kehanim Levim Shemachus Sadim Mistei Areim. A priest or a lady who sold a field out of the fields of their city. Where they sold a house out of the houses of the walled cities, and Gelim Kesedazah, so they did not redeem it in the regular manner which was mentioned before, by a Steyachuzah or a Bati Erechema, Elamechen Asadis Afilu Samach Yevil, they can sell houses even close to the time of Yevil, and the Gelim Yad, they can redeem it right away. The Megdishu Sada Gelim Yad Hegdish La'acha Yevil, and if they consecrated a field to Hegdish, they could redeem it from Hegdish even after the year of Yevil. The Gelim Bati Erechema Kozman Shiitza Afilu Acha Kamashanim, and they can redeem houses and walled cities even after many years. Shenema Gula Seyam Tila Levim, for the Torah says in 25:32 in Vayikra that the Levim should have a perpetual right to redeem. Halacha 8, Yisrael Shiyarshas Avi Imei Levi. A Yisrael who inherited the state of his maternal grandfather who was a Levi, his mother's father. So he has the rights of redemption as a Levi. Alpha Pishen a Levi, although he's not a Levi. Because being that the cities or fields of the Levim are subject to be redeemed forever, unlimited redemption, because these halachas are attached to those properties which belong to Levim, not to the exact owner. Halacha 9, the Levi Shiyarsus Avi Ime Yisrael, and same with halacha, Levi inherited the father of his mother who was a Yisrael. Gael Ki Yisrael, he redeems as Yisrael Vlech Levim, not as a Levi which he is. The Alei Nema Gula Seyam Tila Levim El Abari Levim. Because that what the Torah says, that there should be a perpetual right for redemption for Levim, that was only referring to cities owned by Levim. But this was owned by Yisrael. Kol Shevet Levim was Torah Mishloi in Chol Beretz Kanan. The whole tribe of Levi was commanded and warned that they should not share any part of the land of Kanan. V'chein Heim was Torah Mishloi Yitlu Chelik Bebiza. And they were also warned against taking a part of the spoils of a war, B'shosh Akeshin Asarim, at a time when the cities were conquered. Shenema Layir Lakeinim Alavim Kol Shevet Levi Chelik Menachem Yisrael. The Torah says in Devarim 18:1 that the priests, the Levim, even all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion nor inheritance with the Jewish people. Chelik Bebiz of the Nachabarit, neither shall they have no portion in the spoils. The word, it says, Chelik Benachla. What's Chelik? Chelik Bebiz of Nachla, inheritance in the land. Chenu Amar, also another pasuk says in Bamidbar 18:20. Again, these two terminologies, Sinchol and Chelik, that they shall have no inheritance in the land, neither shall they have any portion among them. The Biza, which portion refers to spoil. Uben Levi, a Kain, should not be Chelik with Biza, and if a Levi or a Kain took a amount of the spoil, later then he'll even get Malkus. And if he took part of the land, then you take it away from him. And the first one explained that what the Rambam said you'll get Malkus, it's speaking when you ate the spoils. However, if it was still around in existence, you would take it away from him, like the Rambam finishes by saying by Nachwa. If he took part of the inheritance, you take it away from him. And they ask a question that when a person steals money from his friend, we say even if he ate it, he doesn't get Malkus because he could pay back. The difference is because over there, although he ate it, being if he returns other money, he fulfilled the mitzvah of returning the thing which he stole. However, over here, there's an issue of taking spoils, so you cannot replace it with other things. However, the Mishnah Melech, other people ask a question on the Rambam, that if you get Malkus, why didn't in the halachas of Sanhedrin and Perkei Tes, where the Rambam enumerates the different people, the lavim that you get Malkus on, why doesn't he enumerate this case? Halacha 11. Yerali shein advar mamur mele be'eretz shenichas olev bris l'avram li'yitzchak li'yakov. That it would appear to the Rambam, which is an unusual lashon, and like the Rebbe explains by Farbengen, that basically the Rambam took his halacha from different places. If he says yearly, it seems that there's no place where it explicitly says it, but the Rambam is basing it on his own assumption. It appears to him that this halacha applies only to land which is subject to the covenant made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Yeshub, and Nehem, and Ischaklem, and the children inherited it and divided it. However, other lands which were conquered by one of the kings of the Jewish people, then we say, so then the Canaan and the Levim in those countries have the same right in the land and the spoil as everyone else. Why actually doesn't Levi have a right to the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael and to the spoils like the rest of the Jewish people? It's Hashem, because he was separated to worship Hashem, because he was set aside to serve Hashem, to teach his ways, his righteous judgments to the multitude. For the Torah says in Devarim 33:10, they shall teach your mishpat, your judgment to Yaakov, and your Torah to the Jewish people. Therefore they were set apart from all the ways of the world. They did not wage war as the rest of the Jewish people do. They did not inherit. And they cannot acquire anything for themselves by physical force. But rather they belong in the army of Hashem. Shenemer Baruch Hashem Chayli, as the pasuk says, the next pasuk in Devarim 32:11, bless Hashem His host, Behu Baruch Hu Zeichel Hem, and Hashem blessed be He. He's the one who acquires for them. Shenemer Ani Chalkecha V'Nachlasecha. Hashem says, I am your portion and inheritance. The pasuk in Bamidbar 18:20. Last halach in this parak, which is brought down very often. Lei Shevet Levi Bovad, this halacha do not apply only to Shevet Levi, ala kol ish v'ish mikol bayi elam, but rather anyone from all parts of the world, asher nadva rucha etei, that his spirit moves him, v'viyu madei v'ibadol amed l'fnei Hashem, and his knowledge gives him the understanding to set himself apart in order to stand before Hashem, l'shorasei l'avdei, to serve Hashem, l'deyas Hashem, to know Hashem, v'halach yashe k'meish asur alakim, and he goes upright as Hashem had taught him to do. U'parak mi'al tzavar elach hashbein esarabim ashebikshu b'nei adam, and releases his neck from the yoke of the many things that the people want him to do. Harezen es kadesh kadesh kadoshim, so he has become holy. He becomes sanctified, the Holy of Holies. The Yi Hashem Chalkei, and Hashem will be his portion of Nachlasi and his inheritance la'elam, l'olam elam, forever and ever. The Yizkalei be'elam azer davar amaspiklei k'mei shezachu l'akein l'alaviyim, and Hashem will grant him in this world sufficient for his needs as he grants to the Kainim and to the Leviyim. Hey, David alav ha'shalom aimer, and him David says, Hashem Menez Chalki V'Kesi Atatemach Garoli. A pasuk in Tehillim 16:5, that Hashem, O Lord, the portion of my inheritance and of my cup, you maintain my lot forever. B'rich Rachmana Desayin, bless thee Hashem who has helped us finish the laws of Shemitah V'Yevil and the whole Seder Zrayim, and God